Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God, and good evening to everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we count it an honor and a privilege to be here this evening to share with you in the study of God's all-powerful and all-sustaining Word of God. We thank God for you taking the time out of your evening to tune in and lift up the presence of God with us. We're going to go, first of all, to the throne of grace in prayer. Then we're going to play a musical praise song to usher in the presence of our God. Praise the Lord this evening. And then we are going to get started in the all-sustaining Word of God. So first, we're going to ask Pastor Jasper if he would come and lead us to the throne of grace in prayer.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name this day, Father. We thank you for your holy word, your holy anointing, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for your people in this hour, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father, your protection, your provision, Father. You provide for us, Lord. We thank God for your faithfulness, Lord, and for your glory and for your honor, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your compassion, Father, Lord. Thank you for your peace, your joy. Thank you, Lord, for your keeping us and directing us each and every day, Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here in this hour, this time, Lord, such as this. Let your will be done, Father. Bring us, give us strength, give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God, and we give all honor and glory and praises to him, because he is certainly, certainly worthy of our praise. If you have not already gathered together your Bibles, pens, paper, go ahead and do that. And we're going to lift up the presence of God through praise and usher in his presence in our worship. Hallelujah.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
God, every praise is to our God. And we give God all the honor and all the praise, all the glory. We thank him for his presence with us tonight. We're going to go ahead and get into the study of God's word. I have a message to share with you tonight, and it is entitled, The Father's Plan, A Christmas Story. The Father's Plan, A Christmas Story. And our founding text is one that is, I'm sure, very familiar to most, and that is John 3:16, and it reads, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The Father's Plan, A Christmas Story. For many, like me, Christmas is one of the most joyous times of the year. As a little child, I can remember looking so forward to the onset of the Christmas season and anticipating the last day of school before getting out before Christmas break. The year would end with our class having a Christmas party and a gift exchange, and I'm sure most of you remember and can relate to what I'm saying. And then the bell at the end of that Friday would ring, and like a scene out of Charlie Brown's Christmas, all of the students would quickly run and rush out of the exit into the cold of the winter's day. Just thinking to themselves, wow, no more school for 2 weeks. And then there was Christmas morning when I would awaken to toys and gifts around the Christmas tree and the smell of the long-awaited Christmas dinner that filled the air because my mom would be up early. Even before we had gotten up, sometimes she would have even started the night before, and you could smell the freshness of pumpkin pies and turkey and all of that cooking and in the midst and in the atmosphere of the house. And so I as I began to prepare for this message, I just sat and began to reflect back over that particular time as a child during the Christmas season. Most have some fond memory of Christmas. It's that time of year when it seems that people become more kind and they care about one another even more. And they even help those more that are less fortunate. The love of most just seems to be warmer. Some, they call it the Christmas spirit. But what is Christmas really all about? We ask this question, and I again reflect back as a child, and Linus on Charlie Brown, he broke it down to even where a child could understand. He quoted the scripture from Luke 2:11-14, which said, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, and you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And Linus shared that with Charlie Brown, and I'm sure most of you can fill in the last sentence, and
it doesn't simply begin in the small town of Bethlehem, because the plan of Christmas actually began before the foundations of the world. You might ask, Pastor Constance, what are you talking about? Well, I'm glad you asked. After the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, because of the sin of Adam and Eve, our Heavenly Father loved us so much that He had a plan to regain and gain back everything that Satan's plan stole away. God's plan was the plan of Christmas that included the birth of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. So tonight, I want to share with you three aspects of God's Christmas plan. First of all, the purpose of God's plan for Christmas is that the birth of Christ would redeem. Next, the purpose of God's plan for Christmas is that the birth of Christ restores. And lastly, I want to share that the purpose of God's plan for Christmas is that the birth of Christ revives. I'm going to repeat that kind of in a summary, is that the purpose of God's plan for Christmas is that the birth of Christ redeems, restores, and revives. First, let's talk about the birth of God. The purpose of God's plan for Christmas is that the birth of Christ redeems. How does the birth of Christ redeem? In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve had direct relationship with God. Our Father God talked audibly to Adam. If you turn to Genesis 2, verses 16 through 17, it reads, "And the Lord God commanded the man." That means He told him. He was talking directly to Adam. "And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat,' He said, 'from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die.'" That was pretty direct. "Yet, through the disobedience of Adam and Eve," they ate from the tree, as you are well aware of how the story goes. "Through the disobedience of Adam and Eve, sin entered in, and it separated mankind from direct relationship with the Father God. But praise God, God had a plan of redemption."
Amen.
"When God created Adam from the dust of the ground, He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul," Genesis 2 and 7. God created Adam, but he did not become a living soul until God breathed his ruach, hakodesh, in other words, that's Hebrew for his divine Holy Spirit, into Adam's nostrils.
Amen.
God did not breathe his spirit, his ruach, into any other living being except man or mankind. Animals, they're living beings created by God, but they do not house the Spirit of God. foundation of man's sin, it took one that was both man and God, an angelic being, though a spirit could not save us, because an angelic being is not human, not mankind. For this same reason, an animal could not redeem us from our sins, because one of human flesh brought in sin into the world. Only one of human flesh without sin could redeem mankind from sin. I'm going to say that again. Sin was brought into the world by a human, i.e. Adam and Eve. So only a human would be able to redeem mankind from sin and bring us back in right relationship with our Heavenly Father. That human had to be without sin. And that human had to not only be human, fully human, but also fully God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God also required the shedding of blood for the redemption of sin. 1 John 1:7 tells us, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
Yes.
And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. 1 Peter 1:18-19 says, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver and gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but it was with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. So it took one that was fully human and fully God, and the redeeming power of sinless blood to redeem us back to the original plan of our Heavenly Father. Only through the Father's plan of salvation, through the birth, life, death, shedding of Christ's redeeming blood, and his resurrection, would the requirement for salvation and full redemption from our sins be fulfilled?
Yes.
Therefore, the purpose of God's plan for Christmas is the birth of Christ that redeems.
Praise God.
Next, the purpose of God's plan for Christmas is the birth of Christ that restores. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? We were designed so that true fulfillment in our lives comes from walking in the perfect will of our Father and walking out his plan in our lives. Jeremiah 29:11 records that, For I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. God has a plan for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, and to give us a hope and a future.
Yes.
Jesus Christ came so that through salvation in him, we are restored in relationship back to the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
The restoration power of Jesus Christ can restore us from sickness to health. Praise God.
Amen.
Jeremiah 30:17 restore, it says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
Yeah.
So the restoration power of Jesus Christ can restore us from sickness to health.
Mm-hmm.
The restoration power of Jesus Christ can restore us from sadness to joy. And the restoration power of Jesus Christ can restore us to prosperity.
Amen.
Oh, yes, it can. Job 42:10 says, after Job had prayed for his friend, the Lord restored his fortune and gave him not back what he had, but God gave him twice as much as he had before.
Double for his trouble.
Double. Yes, he did, for his trouble. Oh, the restoration power of Jesus Christ can also redeem the times from destruction.
Amen.
Oh, yes, it can. Job 2:25 tells us, and the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, and it says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten.
There you go.
The canker worm.
Yeah.
And the palmer worm.
My God.
And the caterpillar. And my great army I sent among you. We're talking about the purpose of God's plan for Christmas is the birth of Christ that restores.
Amen.
Lastly, the purpose of God's plan for Christmas is the birth of Christ that revives. To revive means to restore back to consciousness or to restore back to life. To make alive that which was dead. This is a perfect description of the purpose of the Son of God. Jesus came to spiritually revive and bring everlasting life to that which was spiritually dead because of sin. So Jesus came to spiritually revive. Jesus also came to physically revive. Ezekiel 37:3-5 gave a preempt of this even in the Old Testament, and it teaches that the Spirit of God has the power to revive.
Amen.
It said, and he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live?
My God.
And I answered, oh God, thou knowest. And he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. We're talking about the Spirit of God that can revive. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. This is verse 5. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And in Ezekiel, revival took place with these dry bones, bones that were dead, but because of the Spirit of God, because of the power of God, these bones were revived and they did live. Scripture also teaches that God revives those that are of a broken spirit and a contrite heart.
Yes.
Isaiah 57:15 states, for thus saith the Lord and the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. With him also that is of a contrite heart and a humble spirit. Why? To revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. Tonight, I just wanted to share with you to look at the Christmas story just from a slightly different perspective, because the Christmas story, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is all a part of a greater divine plan. The purpose of God's plan is that the birth of Christ redeemed. The purpose of God's plan for Christmas is that the birth of Christ restored. And the purpose of God's plan for Christmas is that the birth of Christ will revive.
Amen.
Praise God. The Father's plan, a Christmas story.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. We thank God for counsel and for that word. Amen. The Father's plan, a Christmas story. Amen, amen. We thank God for bringing forth that powerful word that taking powerful. We try to say it's the word of God, powerful word. You know, God have a God always have a plan, no matter what.
He always has a plan,
no matter what. He had a plan before the foundation of the world.
Yes, he did.
He had a plan for the redeemed man back to himself. He had a plan of reconciliation, amen?
Yes.
But the plan of God, amen, to get a, sorry, the birth of Christ to redeem us, amen. Then the birth of Christ restores us, and the birth of Christ revives us, amen. Lord, revive us again. For the song, amen. We thank God for that powerful word, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. And thank God that he restored us and through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ made all things new. Amen. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. We have a new covenant. Amen. From the New Testament, praise God, through Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord and our Savior, God has put all things new. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank God for reconciliation, thank God for restoration. We thank God to revive us. And he's our redeemer, amen.
Yes.
He's our advocate.
Yes.
And then through him, through the family of God, we have now had salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank God for that salvation plan that can no one does what Jesus has done. No one. He's the only one who could have done it. Praise God. He's the only one who could have done that. The Lamb of God, amen. The Lamb of God that he redeemed us, amen, that forgive us for our sins, the power of the blood of Jesus, never lose his power, praise God, never lose his power. And thank God for his redemption plan to us, to mankind, to redeem us back to himself. We were condemned to death, hell, and the grave, but through God's plan of salvation, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yeshua, be able to enter into those heavenly gates, in the end, to God's reconciliation plan for our soul and for our spirit and for our mind and body, amen. What a joyful time, amen.
Amen.
What a joyful time to know that, to understand that, and to know the true story of God, our Father praying, amen. Our Heavenly Father praying for redemption through Jesus Christ, amen. What a joy, what a blessing to know that, amen. To revive us, to restore us, and to redeem us, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Joel, what a blessing.
Praise God.
Praise the true, true Christmas story.
Amen. As we are now in the Christmas season, you know, Christmas has over the years become so commercialized. And many aspects, there are those that have tried to take Christmas, take Christ out of Christmas. a while. Oh, it's been some times now that people, instead of writing Christmas, they put a gigantic X and X Christ out of Christmas and put Xmas.
I had holidays.
And there are those that, because of the desire to be politically correct,
my God,
instead of saying Merry Christmas, they simply say Happy Holidays. Well, what about Christ? There are those that go and they buy gifts for everybody. But isn't it indeed the birth of Christ, his birthday?
Isn't Jesus the reason we're celebrating?
That's right. Isn't Jesus truly the reason for the season? You know, we have to be able to teach our children so that they do not forget, mm-hmm, and that they know. Now, truly, the wise men, they gave gifts to Christ. But we've got to be aware, and we've got to teach our children, Christmas is not about Santa Claus. Christmas is not about give me, and let me see how many gifts or how much I can obtain. Christmas is about recognizing that on that still Bethlehem morning,
God
so saw fit to send his only begotten son into this world because he loved us so much that he wanted to redeem us back to himself. You know, as I sat down and I was preparing for this message and I began to look over John 3:16 that it talks about and it says so clearly that for God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son.
So his very best.
I began to think about my own self and how much I love my only son. And I can't even imagine, can't fathom,
my God,
sacrificing or giving him up, much less having him to sacrifice his life. Can you? I thought about that. I said, how much this had to hurt. Even though Father God, he did this. He allowed this to happen. But as a loving God and as a parent, this had to hurt him because of him giving up his only son. But he knew that the sacrifice of his son would bring forth even a greater meaning, and that it would restore so many back to himself. He knew that there would be that resurrection that would take place, praise God. Yet also, too, again, we should not take the birth of Jesus Christ lightly. Oh, no, we should not. We should not take his birth for granted. This is the holy season. This season is holy unto the Lord. So share the good news of Jesus Christ. Sit down and tell your children and tell your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren that this season, all in a little town of Bethlehem, there was a virgin birth that took place that was a part of God's divine plan for salvation for you and me and for them back to himself. That it's not simply about what you see on the surface and what you see in the stores at Walmart and Target and places, it is about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For without his birth, we would not have the opportunity for salvation.
Amen.
So we have to share that and keep that in mind, praise God. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead tonight and open up the lines. Merry Christmas. Huh. I put inv- emphasis on that, because sometimes it kind of frustrates me that people try to omit our Lord and Savior out of Christmas, and I will say Merry Christmas just to put emphasis on the fact of this holy day.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead, praise God, and stop talking and open the lines up if there is one that would like to share in this topic. We're talking about the Father's Plan, A Christmas Story. If there's anything that you'd like to share about your memory of the Christmas holiday, or if you would like to share the significance of this holiday in your life, mm-hmm. praise God, we'd like to hear from you.
Yes.
We give God all praise and honor and glory. We thank God. And yes, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we would love to hear from you and dispatch you into the studio, praise God. We have one caller. Your last 4 digits are 4848. We're talking about the Christmas story of Father's Plan. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, praise the Lord. I just thank God for your message, Pastor Whitehurst. Even as you declared it, how God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son. The great sacrifice that the Father God gave when Christ came willingly into this earth realm, when he sacrificed himself, in Luke, the 5th chapter, it declares that in the 8th verse, God demonstrated his love to all humanity when Jesus Christ came down into this earth to offer himself as a sacrifice for our sins. The Father God's love was demonstrated in that while we were yet in our sins, while we were yet held captive and in slavery to sin, all humanity, while we were yet at enmity and enemies of the Father God, enemies to his Son, in opposition to the kingdom of God and to his righteousness, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for us.
Yes.
He saw our need. He saw our great need. And he came as a seed sown into this earth realm that he might receive a harvest back into himself and back to the Father God. He laid his life down willingly.
Yes.
He had that sin offering for us. The time was lost to the earth realm through the first Adam. And the second Adam came back to reclaim dominion. Perfect man.
Amen.
Yes, perfect God. Perfect man.
Amen.
But God, very God of very God. And so he did it for us, the great love.
Yes.
And when we think about this, as we wrap our minds around what the Father has done for us, how he willingly gave it, heaven, the very best that heaven had to offer, the very darling of heaven. Angels marveled at what God did. The angels saw this, and they could not understand, they could not comprehend, even as we ourselves can hardly comprehend the magnitude of this great love, this awesome love, this immeasurable love that the Father demonstrated when he sent the Son back, when Jesus came willingly. So I just wanted to share that. And we thank the Lord for his grace, for all that he's done for us. Where he's given us all things in Christ. So whatever the need is for the people of God, whatever you have need of, God has already given his very best for you and I. How much more shall he also, with him, give you all things that pertain to this life? So whatever you have need of, ask of the Father, and stand in faith and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Hilton. Praise God.
Yes.
God. Perfect God. Perfect God. Perfect man.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Man, without sin, so was the Savior. God gave. Oh, yes, he did.
Son of man, son of God.
He gave, hallelujah, us his very best.
Amen.
His very best through his Holy Son, of
Amen.
Jesus Christ, and
Amen.
And we thank God. Yes, and so whatever, as children of the Most High God, oh my God,
what love.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What love.
greatest love of all, God, the God of love.
Yes, Father. What love has the Father for you and I that he so laid down his, the Son laid down his life.
Oh, how he loved us.
Oh, yes. While we, as Pastor, as Minister Hilton said, while we were yet in our sin,
God demonstrated.
We didn't have to try to come and clean ourselves up. And, we couldn't if we tried. But for the grace of God, but for the redeeming power of Jesus Christ, he saved us. But for his grace and mercy.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. But for his grace and mercy.
My God.
Oh, my God. So we don't take that lightly. We give God all praise and all honor and all glory because he is so worthy. He is so worthy. Praise God. Is there another? We're going, and also I'd like to share next week, we're going to be hearing a message, praise God, from Minister Hilton Britt, praise God. And we thank God for him that he's going to bring a powerful word of the Lord. We thank God for his spirit. We thank God for the Lord using him. So you'll have the opportunity, praise God, to tune in this week to be able to hear the word of God from the man of God. Yes, Lord. Is there another, praise God, tonight that would like to share in this topic, the Father's plan, a Christmas story?
Get that testimony.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Get that testimony.
God is an awesome God. As Minister Hilton said, while we were yet in our sins, praise God, I have to wrap my mind and around that, when you think about that, the man, if you were doing something against man, most of them, they're going to turn their back on you. If you were doing something that displeased them, most will not want to have anything to do with you. But the grace of God,
amen,
while we were yet out there in our sins,
yes,
he loved us so much that he sent his only son into the world,
the very best,
sacrificing his son so that we could have eternal life.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve, a mighty awesome God.
Praise God, praise God. We thank God. So as you go forth this Christmas season, make sure that you take time to recognize and share with your loved ones the true reason for the season, which is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. We give him all the honor and all the glory. We pray that this message was a blessing to you tonight. Go forth this week and Merry Christmas to all. Go forth this week sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We love you all, and, my husband's reminding me what our purpose is. We got to give the opportunity for salvation. If there is one on the line tonight that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, tonight is a grand night. The Word of God says that let your salvation be right now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation, praise God. Romans 10:9-10 tells us that all you got to do is confess with your heart and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and know that God has raised him from the dead. And just with a simple prayer, Lord, I believe that you, Jesus, are the Son of God, that you came and lived so that I know how to live, that you died so that I wouldn't have to taste death, that you were resurrected so that I have eternal life in you. And if you prayed that simple prayer and asked Jesus Christ to come into your life and be Lord of your life for the rest of your life, we welcome you into the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Even the angels of heaven stopped right at that moment and took notice and had a party on your behalf, praise God. So we give God all the glory and we give him all the praise. Go forth this week, saints, and have an awesome week in the Lord. Merry Christmas, and to God be all the glory. Have a blessed night. We love you.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Awesome God. Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Brought you from
awesome.
Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said,